Hey everyone, I'm Ricardo Muti, and I'm a program manager at Microsoft working on SQL Server reporting services. Today I'm excited to share with you how you can create modern paginated reports in SQL Server 2016 reporting services. We have overhauled reporting services in SQL Server 2016 to provide a modern on-premises platform for deploying and managing reports within your organization. You can continue to create traditional paginated reports, what you traditionally think of as reporting services reports. Plus, you can now create mobile reports as well, reports optimized for consumption on smartphones and tablets. In this video, we'll focus on how we've modernized and enhanced paginated reports, both the tools that you use to design and view them, as well as the actual reports themselves. First, you'll find new modern styles for charts, gauges, and other data visualizations. With reporting services, you've always had very fine-grained control over the formatting of these visualizations. From the color of the grid lines to the length of the axis tick marks, you could format almost every element of these visualizations, and you can still do so. But now it's quicker and easier than ever to create beautifully modern reports out of the box. In addition to the pre-existing chart types, you'll find two new ones, tree maps and sunburst charts, which are ideal for visualizing dense hierarchies of information. Second, you'll find modern versions of familiar tools for designing reports. If you're using Report Builder, you'll find a modern version that sports a nice dark gray theme, very consistent with the dark gray theme that you'll find in Office 2016, for example. If you're a developer who prefers to develop reports in Visual Studio, you can now do so in Visual Studio 2015 and take advantage of Visual Studio projects, source control, and more. Finally, you'll find modernizations when you view published reports as well. For example, in previous versions of reporting services, to print a report, you had to use Internet Explorer and you had to install an ActiveX control first. Now, you can print reports from any modern browser without installing an ActiveX control or plugin. With report parameters, you can design dynamic reports that accept user input and display different results. But with previous versions of reporting services, you couldn't really control the layout of the parameter prompts, plus you were limited to two columns. Now you control the precise position of each parameter, so you can position them however you want, including across more than two columns, to make better use of wider screens. Previously, you could export reports to Word, Excel, PDF, and a number of other formats, and now you can export reports to PowerPoint presentations as well. Individual charts, gauges, maps, and images in your report become individual PowerPoint objects, so you can move and resize them to customize your presentation after exporting. Traditionally, delivering reports to your email inbox is a great way to keep an eye on important business metrics and trends. But today, if you're using Power BI as well, you might want to monitor them on a Power BI dashboard. You don't need to recreate all of your reports in Power BI. You don't need to move all of them to the cloud. You can leave them where they are and simply pin individual charts, gauges, maps, or images to your Power BI dashboard. Reporting services will run the report on a schedule that you control and keep your dashboard up to date. To top it all off, you have a new modern web portal for viewing and managing reports. We've built it from the ground up on HTML5 and designed it for modern browsers, so it looks and works great across Edge, Internet Explorer 10 and later, Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. Under the hood, there's also a new HTML renderer that outputs HTML5. So when you're viewing your existing reports, they will look correct and consistent across these modern browsers as well. Let's dive into a demo. Let's start in Report Builder. You can see I have a nice modern dark gray theme in my updated Report Builder, and that modernization extends to the charts and gauges and other data visualizations as well. They just look beautifully modern by default. So let's see an example. Here I have a report where I've pulled in just some sample data from the AdventureWorks database, and I'm going to use it to insert a chart. I'll use the chart wizard just to make it even quicker and easier. I'll pick my data set in the report. I'll choose what chart type I want. In this case, I want a column chart. And I'll say that I want to group on the x-axis by country, and I want to put the product category in the legend, and I'll sum up the order quantity. So orders by country and product category. I'll click Next to complete the process. And there you have, out of the box, without any further tweaking, a beautifully modern chart. I'll just go and run this to see how it looks with real data. You can see I've got color for each product category. And this is actually the same color palette as Power BI uses. And a lot of the visual consistency of the chart aligns with Power BI. Let's take a look at another report. Here we have a report with a few parameters. I'll just zoom in on that so you can see that easier. We have three parameters: employee, start date, and end date. So it's an expense report for a particular employee for a particular date period. If I run this report though, you'll notice how it lays out the parameters. It puts employee first and then the start date and end date wrapping across two lines, because while I can control the ordering of parameters, I don't really control the precise position. So reporting services just lays it out across two columns like this. I have a lot more screen real estate, and also I'd like to have from and to beside each other since they're a logical pair or range of parameters. But if I go back to reporting services design mode, in the past, you don't notice that parameter pane because you never really had a design time experience for parameters. I've hidden something that's now enabled by default, which is for the first time ever, the design time experience for parameters. And it's really easy to position them wherever I want. Just drag and drop. So I'll put from here to here and leave employee there, run the report. And there we go. I've got from and to on one line and employee on another line the way I want. What I can also do now though is, as you can see, I've got a pretty wide screen, lots more space. I can insert another column to the right and instead drag employee there. And now I've got three columns of parameters all in one line, which is the way I'd prefer. Switching over here to another report where I've done further work on creating and laying out parameters, you can see the sort of flexibility you have in positioning the parameters however you like. Now we'll switch over and take a look at the experience when you're consuming and viewing these reports in a browser. We'll start here in Chrome just to show how the product works across different modern browsers. And here I'm looking at our brand new web portal. I'll open a paginated report. Here's another example of a really nice, beautifully modern looking report. In here, I've got a bullet graph, just a regular chart, a tree map, which is one of the new visuals. And what I can do here is print this report. Previously, I wouldn't have been able to do that because this browser doesn't support ActiveX, but I can do this from any browser now. I don't need to install an ActiveX control or any plugin. I can override the page size if I choose, but I'll just leave it at the report defaults. And this will now generate a PDF for me. It's a PDF-based approach to printing. I have a beautiful native print preview experience. It's just Chrome's print preview experience, and I can print the report now. I'll cancel out of this though. I'm going to switch over to Microsoft Edge, a different browser, and show how the report looks correct and consistent in any of these modern browsers. Mentioned earlier how we can export reports to PowerPoint now, so let's take a look at that functionality. Out of these formats, I'll choose PowerPoint. And this is going to very quickly generate a PowerPoint presentation for me. And all of these charts and gauges become these individual elements that I can then customize. I can do all the sort of PowerPoint stuff that you would expect. So for example, I could change the theme here. I'll choose a different PowerPoint theme. This chart is an individual PowerPoint object that I can resize. I'll make it bigger. This title is actually a PowerPoint native text box. So I can go and edit the text in here. Maybe call this Seattle store sales. I could format the font or anything that I wanted to do. And just like that, in less than a minute, you've got yourself a nice PowerPoint slide or PowerPoint presentation generated from your report. I'll switch back to Microsoft Edge. I want to show one more feature. Here, if I look at this conversion rate, imagine that I wanted to monitor this metric on my Power BI dashboard. It's really easy. I just go and click this Pin to Power BI Dashboard button, and it highlights for me the things on the page that I can pin as a tile to a Power BI dashboard. I'll see all of the individual gauges and charts and maps, and I'll pick this bullet graph, which is essentially a gauge, and say I want to pin this to my Power BI dashboard. It'll load for me a list of my Power BI dashboards. I'll pick the one I want, and I can control how often I update that dashboard tile. In my case, daily is fine, and I'll pin this to Power BI. And it will now render this gauge to a Power BI dashboard tile and put it on my Power BI dashboard. If I click this link, it'll take me right to that Power BI dashboard. And you should see this come up in a moment with my new tile. There's my bullet graph that I just pinned earlier. I pinned an earlier version from that same report. And I can even mix up other non-reporting services content on this dashboard as well. Reporting services will run the report on a schedule and make sure that the data here is up to date on a daily basis. And with that, we've seen how SQL Server 2016 Reporting Services enables you to design modern paginated reports. As a longtime reporting services user myself, I'm personally excited about these features. Before I joined Microsoft, I worked developing custom apps for enterprises, and there always seemed to be some sort of reporting requirement. And the same requirements would come up again and again. Our customers wanted to have very precise control over the formatting of the reports. They wanted to be able to export them to PDF and other formats. They wanted to receive them in their email inbox, and so on. Reporting services really helped me address these business requirements, and so it became a go-to tool in my toolbox. And I'm really excited to be enhancing reporting services in so many different ways in SQL Server 2016. Looking to learn more? Here are a few helpful resources. Definitely refer to the official documentation, but also read the reporting services blog to keep up with the latest news. We're always interested in hearing what you think. It helps us improve the product, so post your questions or comments in the reporting services forum. And be sure to follow us on Twitter as well. Thanks for watching.